If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Gavin Kelly, welcome to Kaya Biz. It's a pleasure to be speaking to you again, albeit from a different province. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It is refueling, eh?
It is.
Wow, you travel around a lot.
We won't mention where we know each other from on this one, on this station. It's lovely to chat to you, and it's so lovely to hear you're in high spirits, particularly after this crazy weekend. How are your members doing?
Well, I think there are a lot of things we need to be very, very thankful for. We didn't lose any drivers, which is very important to us. Unfortunately, there were some passengers in a taxi, I think, in a light motor vehicle who didn't make it. But it's always good when we don't lose lives, because that's part of somebody's family. And generally with our drivers, they're the breadwinners in the family, and that always has, as you well know, Rafael, a huge impact back at home. So, you know, jumping off from that, going on to the next thing, it was wonderful to have snow. We didn't expect to have that much. We didn't expect to have it having the effect that it did have. And, of course, that had two things that happened. The first was it delayed the trucks moving, as it did all the other traffic. And secondly, it showed us that we need really to get our plans together in terms of incident or emergency reaction. Mm. And we need to start thinking about, come winter, perhaps we need to put resources in place so that when this happens, there isn't this eight-hour scramble to try and get to people. It is difficult to get to them when there's snow, yes. But it took us a couple of hours to get things together first, and that can be the difference between life and death.
Now, Gavin, what kind of resources would you anticipate we need to put together? And I asked this in the context of, I was mentioning to my colleagues in the show before, I've tried to reach out to a number of people in the insurance industry for their thoughts about contingency, and they say it's too early for them to speak, especially with clients that might be facing claims. But for example, when the South African Weather Service issues a warning around weather, how seriously does your association or do your members take those warnings? And would it be useful if, for example, the government said, okay, we're closing off this road, let's say when they start to see the weather turning worse than expected? Or is that completely and wholly disruptive to your process? Because contingencies are critical to your business.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and that is one should take or make contingency plans. So the first thing is we talk to our drivers, our members, get the early warnings. The thing really is, what do you do when you're now halfway between here and there, wherever you're going? Where do you pull off where it's safe, where you know you'll be able to get a decent bathroom and get a good meal, etc., etc.? So I think what we need to do is, just like it is done over the so-called festive break and the Easter break, you will find that there are various authorities that put ambulances at certain places along routes, and they have those sorts of things. So at winter time, perhaps we should do the same thing. We know where the snow is most likely going to fall. Yeah. Excuse me. It's not going to be at Tegwini on the beach, is it?
Yeah.
It's going to be on those mountain passes. So what did we need this time? It happens in a 14-day period. Generally, it happens at the end of winter when we all thought it's spring and it's summer. I mean, this weekend is
exactly.
So I think that's what we need to do. We know this week, as I mean this weather bureau starts saying, listen, chaps, there's a good chance of snow, then we need to say, okay, let's reschedule trips if we can, and secondly, put the resources out there so they are there, better prepared for having to get it from somewhere else.
Gavin, just on the subject of contingencies, so as a child of divorce, I'm familiar with that Greyhound route from the 90s.
Yes.
All I remember is Montrose. Do your drivers feel as though there are enough of sort of the truck stops along the way, even in a summer month?
It's a good question, because truck stops, the number of truck stops exist based on the economic viability thereof. So one could argue that yes, there are, but I don't, you know, personally, I don't think there are. Sometimes those truck stops are packed to the brim and the guys are standing down the road. So I think we need to look at a couple more, but of course, who's going to foot the bill? That's the question. And I know the Department of Transport is some research on truck stops on the major routes.
Okay. Then, in terms of your deliverables, any frustrated clients Monday morning? One of the things that we heard from the MEC of Transport in KZN was the sight of abandoned trucks. So, yes, I'm happy to hear your drivers got to safety, but I think probably they have a system with their bosses where it's like, look, try to get your human body to safety and we'll deal with the goods later. And I imagine that means delays.
Exactly. Look, we've always said, and we say to our drivers, you know, you're far more valuable than your load, irrespective of what the load is. And it goes whether it's hijacking or it goes if it's something like this, where the lives of the drivers are really at risk. So we've got most of the drivers, we found them, and most of them to go find a place where they could get food and they wouldn't freeze, and can you blame them? And that's why I'm saying we need to look at having contingency plans in place. There are some delays. The trucks that have been delayed the longest are, around about 54 hours. So there are delays. We're hoping that those in the supply chain who normally issue penalties for late deliveries will hold back on this one, because it was something that was out of our control.
And
so at this stage, we're not going to see really any shortages anywhere at this stage, but we don't know exactly what was caught in that in those 56-hour delays. I'm sure we'll find out towards Thursday, Friday.
Fine. Okay. So I'm glad to hear that the impact might not be too bad. Just I was chatting to someone from the National Agricultural Organization, and he was saying obviously perishables become a concern. Those 54 hours are quite critical, and that I don't know who that gets knocked onto. And we're still trying to get our minds around insurances. You know, what kind of berth do you have for? I get you when you say penalties, but for late deliveries on insurance. It's an interesting sort of logistical quandary that's playing around in my mind that I want to see the total cost of.
Yeah, we know we didn't deliver enough points for the Springboks down in Argentina.
no fault of any one man. I don't like the vitriol coming for that lovely young man from Cape Town.
Some perishables will go. Obviously, those that required a rather low temperature are probably far less at risk. apart from their sailing date, so where there are exports, and if the shipping lines were very tight with their departures and you were stuck for 3 days, you might have missed the boat, so to speak. So that's where you could lose out because the shipping lines won't wait for you. They've got to stop at other ports. And the owner of those goods could then lose that sale, but obviously you have various types of insurances that cover various sorts of eventualities. Secondly, there could be other perishable goods. Say you could have a truck, you know, a normal truck, not a refrigerated truck filled with, and I'm just going to use an example, lettuce.
Yes.
Lettuce don't do well at sub-zero temperatures, so you could have lost that load. So there is going to be, I am quite, some backwards and forwarding once the conditions of loads are understood. There was a little bit of looting, but thank goodness the South African police services got into that very quickly. So we didn't have that sort of nastiness happening. I think it was just too cold for anyone to do anything, really.
I was about to say, good golly, the resilience of a person to loot in the snow. It's almost admirable, I hate to say.
Yeah, we could use them to move the goods through the snow.
You know. Gavin, final thought, just looking at the world going ahead and this climate shift, you obviously, roads are now a major deal for you. Black ice, these are things that, black ice, tire chains, these are considerations that are not really South African considerations. And I imagine you'll start having to think about for these heavy loads, are our roads strong enough to anticipate this? Things like antifreeze. Do we even use antifreeze? Some lady mentioned antifreeze on the news this morning, and I think I only hear it in the context of Russia.
Are you talking about OBS now when you talk about antifreeze?
I don't, all I know is she says something, she got antifreeze for her car.
Now, look, most vehicles, the coolant system and trucks as well, have an additive to the water.
Okay.
And generally it's called antifreeze, but it also is a protective in terms of corrosion.
Gotcha.
And also keeps the temperature range within a manageable range. So, yes, most vehicles do have that. Chains, that's a difficult one, because this is really only going to be, and I know people really suffered, so I'm not trying make this, you know, small, but it's really only going to be a 4 or 5 day thing.
Yes.
Chains on wheels is quite an involved process.
Mm.
And, you know, you've really got to know what you're doing. You're going to have to stop and put them on. It's not a 5 minute process.
Oh.
We have this sort of every 4 to 6 years, we have a really bad snowstorm. So really it's going to be a case of not traveling, staying away.
Yeah.
The black ice is really the problem, because now the road looks clear, but there's a thin margin of ice on that road, and that's where the danger is. So, you know, we've got
avoid
to be careful
it.
There.
Gavin
yeah.
Kelly, always a pleasure. CEO of the Road Freight Association, always giving us the insight on goods and people moving across the country. Thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.